Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about it.
Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I am, by the way, in bits. I've been in the gym the past 2 days. I can barely walk.
Do you know, it's a similar situation here.
And why's that?
I'm yet to go to the gym. Start the episode.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st hench.
It sounds like you're on the lavatory.
No, that's just me being hench.
Hench? Isn't that a dating app?
No, is it? Is there a hench dating app?
It's Hinge. Hinge. That's the one.
We're so in touch with our target audience, aren't we? I'm not a big gym goer. Anyway, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, what's the best way to clean your toilet? That's funny. I've just had a plumber around to do my toilet.
Oh, did he show up?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Because yesterday you texted me, I hadn't showed up yet.
Showed up and asked for a selfie mid-pipe change, like you do.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it were you, and then us in the Epi Play sign up in your room. And I said it's him. And I was like, anyway, it was a nice guy.
It's a bit awkward as he's got his hand down to you, Ben, to ask for a selfie.
Yeah, it really was. He was a nice guy, though, a really nice guy. And then he asked me to do a video for his kid as well.
I hope he gave you a discount.
Oh, where are we here? And should you put your vaccination status in your Tinder bio? And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hanson, UK citizen?
No, we're not Jordan North. I'm more Disneyland, you're more Poundland.
Best one, yeah. That is some. I love a Poundland.
Yes. You've got Poundland written all over you.
Yeah, that's your best one yet. Who should we toast to today?
I would like to toast, because it was his birthday on Saturday. It was a significant birthday. I'd like to toast. And please, Jordan, hold back anything that you might naturally feel inclined to do. I'd like to toast my Mikey.
To William's Mikey.
Mikey.
Happy
30th.
Oh, I'll have to say it.
Yeah, landmark birthday.
Happy 30th. To Mikey, what did you do for his birthday?
Well, again, you know, you're slightly restricted with what you can do at the moment. But we went and saw some of his friends for breakfast outside. And then we did presents. And then we went back and we saw some more of our friends in their garden.
Am I right in saying Brian and Sarah took him to buy a new coat as well?
Yes, Brian and Sarah did come up to London just a few days before his birthday. And we went shopping because Mikey wanted a new coat.
Oh, that's nice that you got him a little coat. Did he like his coat?
He does like his coat. Yes, it looks very smart in it.
It's nice that they bought him a new high-vis jacket.
Yes, it's a very expensive high-vis jacket.
Remember, if you want our help with something, then you can tweet us at SexedMyBoss. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sexedmyboss.com. Or you can write nothing better than reading the script and your producer shouting, Diego!
He thought he was on mute.
Diego! Trying to read a bloody script. This is a disaster of an episode already. Halfway through my script. Diego! Christ. Show some professionalism, please, producer Ben. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sextonfineboss.com. What a disaster this has been. Or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply in his own letter of paper. The address for that is on the website, sextonfineboss.com. And remember, if you're enjoying what we're doing, tell your friends. Word of mouth is the best form of advertisement. And we always enjoy reading the nice reviews on iTunes, or wherever you can leave them. So do leave us a review. We got a really bad review the other day.
Because of your northern comments.
All I said was Sheffield was... Oh, do you know what? I'm not even going into it, right? I apologise. Even at the time, I went, this is going to cause uproar.
What I particularly like is that I have been particularly snotty about most northern cities over the course of this podcast, but you referred to it Leeds as the London of... or whatever you refer to it as, and that's what someone decides to kick off at. I said Sheffield was worse than Pyongyang. nothing on iTunes. Still yet to hear if we have any North Korean listeners. Do you think maybe Kim Jong-un is a big G&D diva?
Yeah, why are you obsessed with North Korea? Is it because they haven't invited you over to do some etiquette lessons yet? You've been everywhere else around there, haven't you?
I'm very big in the Asia-Pacific region, with the exception of North Korea. I'm yet to see any action in Pyongyang. Anyway, talking this episode, as you said, so far has been slightly disastrous, but last Tuesday's episode, thankfully, was not, and we've had some lovely feedback. Thank you very much, everybody, for your feedback. Those that took the time to either message me or phone me, a couple of my friends phoned me, lots of G&Divas tweeted or sent me a message on Instagram, thank you, because it does mean a lot to us.
Oh yeah, like I said, we are friends, but when you get talking to William about the royal family and about history and about etiquette, it is genuinely, like, fascinating. Like, we could talk for hours, couldn't we?
Yeah, indeed we do.
Indeed we do. So if you've got any questions about stuff like that, get in touch. It don't all have to be about your housemates shagging melons or cats eating condoms or dads that don't brush the teeth. I mean, let's face it, that's the best part. But if you've got...
If you want to know why we do certain things as well, the what's the logic, the history behind certain things, you know, that I quite like telling people as well.
Here's one for you. If you have got plumbers and that coming round, is it still okay to offer them a cup of tea during COVID?
Well, yes, you can do. I would always make sure it's a clean mug, you know, or if you're giving them a mug, a cup and saucer. I would make sure you've washed your hands, anti-back your hands, and then give them the mug and hopefully give them some anti-back as well, so that when they hand you back the mug, they can have sort of either sprayed the mug and hand it back. I think that's a nice way to do it.
This podcast helps both of us. You help me, I help you. Please, please don't tell me when you've got work people around, you offer them a brew in a teacup and saucer.
Well, to be fair, I don't often have many work people around because I've just got Mikey.
Yeah, of course, but...
Save a fortune.
Like that guy that was fitting your doorbell the other day.
Oh, the locksmith?
Yeah. Did you offer him a cup of tea?
No. Smash It In Dan. That was the name of the locksmith.
Do you have nicknames for all the people that work for you?
Yes, generally. Although, I no longer need to use Well Hung John, who was formerly my decorator. Because, ladies and gentlemen... Guess who painted their own hallway last weekend?
Did you?
Yes. My edgework, do you know, it's the straightest thing in this flat, my edgework. It that you can't... It's beautiful. I'm so pleased. Now, the colour, You were about to ask me, Jordan, weren't you? What colour
Oh, let me guess. Elephant's cough, whatever it's called.
Elephant's breath. No.
Elephant's breath. Was it from Farrell and Borrell? Whatever. What's it called?
Oh, Farrow and Ball. It is a Farrow and Ball colour, yes.
Is it from Farrow and Ball? Okay. Is it offshore blue?
Offshore blue. That works on so many levels. Yes. No, it's not.
Is it? All right, wait.
It's not even really, blue.
They really have arty farty names. Is it gonorrhea green?
No, it's not gonorrhea green, and it isn't green either.
Is it Debonair red?
That's no, but they definitely should do Debonair red.
Is it giraffe shit yellow?
No.
Okay,
I'll put you out of your misery.
Yeah.
It's a colour called calamine.
Calamine? Like
yes.
The tea?
No, that's chamomile.
Oh.
It's a dusky pink.
You've not got a pink hallway.
We do. Now, it's a dusky pink. Dusky pink. Mikey said, I have taken months to convince Mikey to paint the hall dusky pink. And Mikey said to me...
Is she a drag act? Dusty pink?
Dusky pink, possibly.
I'm sure she's a drag act in Soho.
Mikey said, I don't really... He was a bit anti-dusky pink, because he says, I don't want people to come in and, you know, think, oh, this is a gay person's flat. And as my neighbour pointed out, you know, when you see the Mary Poppins umbrellas in the umbrella stand, the photo of Mikey with Melanie C, and, you know, Mikey and I, who are hardly, you know, gladiators, I think it was a bit too late for that. So, thankfully, the hallway is now dusky pink.
Isn't there also a picture in the hallway of Mikey in a Pocahontas t-shirt when he was younger?
Oh, no, that's not in the hall. But yes.
Where have I seen that?
I think he showed that to you. Yeah, as a child when he wanted a Pocahontas-themed birthday.
Yeah. I can just imagine him coming home from work, seeing his pink wall and going, can I do the impression?
Oh, yes.
Basically, we'll talk about this in a minute. Me and William went for lunch this week and he kindly said... Darling, I think you're... Basically said, I need to tone it down with the impressions. I'm kicking the arse out of it. In a very...
No, you said, oh, I've kicked the arse out of those impressions. And I just said, very diplomatically, yes.
He literally did. He went, yeah. Oh, bloody hell! What have you done to me walls? Christ, it looks like a pissing boudoir in here. I told you not to go with pink. I've got lads coming round next week for poker. Bloody hell! Can't have oat in this house. Where's my picture of him Pocahontas top on as well? You've took that down.
Yes. Well, that's our hallway, the Pink Palace now. Okay. So it's good fun.
Seriously, next time you have any workmen round, please don't offer him a brew and a teacup and saucer. Just give him a mug.
No, I only have a couple of mugs in the house anyway. Everything else is teacups and saucers. The mugs are specifically reserved for trade.
Okay. Yeah, William and I went for... Something
well, we need to give it a bit of context. And this is how lovely that we are able to do this now.
Oh, it's so good.
With our liberties in the UK.
So good.
But my phone, I was out in town. I was walking, having a nice little walk through town to go and have my eye test done. And
I wish you went after it. It walked straight into a bloody tree.
And I just get this phone call from, you know, Jordan North appears on my phone. And he's like, oh, what are you doing? I'm going shopping. Are you going to be around? Because you were coming to my part of London, you know, actual London. And yeah, we were able to then meet for lunch.
Yeah, we went for a nice, we had a Greek, didn't we?
We shared a Greek.
We did. Oh, God, here we go. It was really nice.
I had the meatballs.
I had the chicken.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was delicious. It was lovely, actually. And it was just nice to sit outside and catch up with you and actually see you in the flesh.
And, God, like we said, it's just so nice to be able to go to the shop and go and get a coffee and then meet a friend for lunch, even though, you know, we ate outside and it was freezing. But it was so nice. I'm not going to lie, not missed getting sprayed every 5 minutes on... On the beauty counters. Every time you walk past in Westfield, excuse me, you'll want to spread some... Oh, you smell gorgeous. Here, come over here. You have beautiful skin. I have just the thing. I nearly bought a £70 moisturiser was so, because it's
70 pounds.
Yeah, because it's socially
distanced. I've told you where to go.
I've got that one. I still got that one. So he rubbed it in on my hands, and then he said, "Now feel the difference on both your hands." And I were in, and he told me I had beautiful skin, and I'm about to pay it, and I thought, I can't go back home,
and with the 70-pound moisturiser,
and just look people in the eye back home, knowing that I've paid £70 for moisturiser. Just
turn up at the big window pub with your creme de la mer.
Oh, you were proper. He had me. And I was like, really? Do I? He's like, yeah, you have beautiful skin. Oh my God, your skin is, oh my God, you're glowing, you're ravishing, you're beautiful. I was like, oh, thank you.
He was from Essex.
Yeah, he wasn't actually. He was from, what was it? He's called Chris, and he was from Brazil.
Oh, right. Via Paris.
Yeah, but you know my accents aren't great. No. So yeah, I did.
But that. It was a nice meal, Greek food, which was lovely. I mean, I was slightly disappointed they didn't smash the plates at the end for us. Yeah. It's not. It's called the real Greek. It's not that real, is it?
We took William into cars, and we literally walked around cars, and both looked at each other at the same time. I was like, Ben, like everything in there.
We did walk around cars.
Cars,
picking
out
items of clothing. Going, this is so Ben. This is,
and like, I was like, I can't wear this. I'm 31 now. We literally were in cars. We were in cars for 20 minutes picking things, going, oh my God, Ben would so wear this. Oh my God, they are such Ben trousers.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It was nice, really.
Or I'd go, oh, I really like this, but I don't think I'd suit it, but Ben would wear this. Or we'd go, is this for men or is it for women? I don't know, but Ben would wear it.
Yeah, we couldn't tell, could we? We were like, are those ladies' trousers or... Ben'd wear it.
Yeah, Ben likes to think Ben has just messaged to say he's the centre of attention. He's not even there.
Ben, if you ever look at Ben's profile, he's like an Aldi Harry Styles.
He's thrilled with that.
He is. He's jumping for joy. Just right. Question for you, serious one.
Mm.
Am I a flirt?
Yes. I mean. Clearly, I mean, I wasn't there with that. Is that Chris person from Brazil / Paris / Essex? The waitress. You and Ben flirt all the time. Well, more one way. So, yeah, you are
a
flirt.
Was I flirting with a waitress in the Greek?
Yeah, you flirted in the, I don't want to say the C word, but you flirted there.
Where?
Flirted with everyone. In the castle.
In the where?
Castle.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. Oh, you were quite flirty with a few people. Do I need to say Shane Ritchie in shower?
Because I didn't know that. And that's why I wanted to ask you today, because it's come to my attention that I might be a bit... What would you say? Because I just think I'm friendly.
Really?
I think there's a difference between flirty and friendly.
Yeah, it's a fine line.
Is it?
Yeah. Why don't you be friendly to me now?
Hiya, pal. I like your jumper.
Yeah, well, that's not flirting. Now flirt.
Oh, I like your jumper.
That's just camp.
Oh, I say, I like your jumper. Where'd you get that from? I won't be buying it. It's well cheap. The reason I asked is you might have seen on Saturday night I was on Game of Talents, Vernon Kay's new show. And it was brought to my attention that me and the contestant, Jess, that I was with... The contestant and I were maybe flirting, and I wasn't flirting. I was just being nice and friendly.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's fine. It's just a question of, I suppose, it's all down to intention, isn't it?
Yeah.
And if it was just innocent being friendly and someone interpreted it as flirting...
It was.
That's their problem.
Yeah, everyone was saying we were flirting. And from what I gather, people online and stuff have been saying we were... And we weren't, we were just...
Do you think it's okay to flirt when you have a partner, for example? Because this is a question I get asked quite a lot. Not personally, because I'm a terrible flirt. My idea of flirting is, you know, hello, how do you do? And that's sort of my chat-up line. But other than that, people ask me from their perspective.
It depends, because some people are just a bit flirty. I still don't think I'm flirty, I just think I'm friendly. But I do have a friend who's got a partner, and he's a massive flirt, but he's a bit cheeky as well. So he kind of gets away with it, so it's fine, there's no harm in it.
You've got a friend who I've met, Sam. He's very flirty.
Is he?
Very
Do you
flirty.
Think so?
Yeah.
Do you?
I mean, I can only comment on what he's like around me, because obviously I don't really watch him around other people when I'm not there. But
is he flirty?
He's very flirty. He gives off flirty vibes.
Yeah, a lot of the ladies like Sam. A lot of the fellas as well, actually.
Yes.
To be fair. Yeah. I always get people going, oh, who's your mate? It's fit.
Thank you. He's called William.
I won't have him down as flirty. Yeah. Do you think it's okay to flirt if you've got a partner?
No. I think it's a dangerous act. It's a conversation that you've got to have with your partner, I think. You know, how do they feel about it? Maybe they do it. Maybe they think it's as long as they know that it's obviously categorically not going to go any further than very light flirting rather than sort of heavy flirting. But, you know, each relationship is different. So talk to your partner about it. And if you notice your partner flirting and you haven't yet had that conversation with them, have it that evening with them in a mature way about it. Because if you haven't had that conversation, how are they to know?
Do you remember when we first met and you were all over me flirting? I had to give you the first...
Oh, shut up. No, I was... You made me a disgusting cup of tea.
Yeah.
In a grungy studio that's subsequently been condemned and knocked down. I was not flirting with you. It was about 11 o'clock at night.
You did stroke my bum.
I did not stroke your... Don't... You... Sorry! I did not stroke your bottom.
Sorry, I've been writing me Wilfred and Justin scripts again, and I can't tell what's real and what's not at the moment.
Right, well, thank you very much. Let's not...
Just like winding you up.
Yes, I know. Well, let's not talk about cake anymore. I still haven't forgiven you for saying that I'm bad at cake.
Oh, right. For the record, William isn't bad at baking. I just like to wind him up. I know what pushes his buttons. He's an actual very good baker. If he was on the Bake Off, he'd probably make it to the second week at least.
I didn't ever watch the programme, so I assume that's bad. Something you mentioned in the introduction, in those questions, about vaccination statuses and dating profiles... And a couple of people have asked me, again, it's another question people have now asked me, it's the modern question, do you put fully vaccinated or had my first jab or whatever in your bio? Vax for vax, which I suppose is like mask for mask. I probably wouldn't. I think it's a form of showing off. What do you think?
Well, part of me is like, if you're vaccinated, surely... You'd kind of want to date someone that's vaccinated as well, wouldn't you? But then if you're vaccinated, it doesn't matter because in theory, you're not going to get it. So I don't know. Is it just another... Because now you have to add all sorts of things to your dating.
Okay, well, let's put it another way. If you were scrolling through a dating app and you stumbled across somebody's profile and it said vaccinated and you were there thinking, do I go on a date with them? Do I message them? Would vaccinated push it over the edge for you to message them or whatever? And I'm going to ask Ben, I want you to nod.
No, neither would. If they said vaccinated, I'd be like, right, cool. If they didn't have it on there, I wouldn't think anything of it. So
yeah,
probably
and it wouldn't
is
change
a bit...
anything for you, Ben, if you were hypothetically on a dating app. No.
Probably is a bit unnecessary, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, have I said something wrong, Ben?
Ben's not on dating apps.
No, I know. He's in a very happy relationship with Diego. No, it wouldn't for me either. If I was on a dating app and I saw someone that had vaccinated, it wouldn't. There's a whole lot. It's not going to make me fancy them more or want to go on a date with them. So I'm glad we've sort of riffed that one out.
I would love to see your dating profile, what you'd put on it and stuff. We should do that as a joke, maybe.
Do you know what I did find? Well, my mother found the other day, and she sent a picture of my yearbook from school when I left Clifton.
Yeah.
And with what other people wrote in it and what I wrote about myself. So we should maybe do that at some point.
Also, G&D, this is our 99th episode, the penultimate of the series.
Our 99th main episode.
Main episode.
Excluding the boni.
Yeah. It's
the plural of bonus.
I believe so. Yeah. So not including all the bonuses and the help hotlines and What else did we try doing?
We can release. That's very successful.
No, weekend releases.
Ben's frantically pointing at himself. And the daily episodes we did when you were away on leave.
Oh, so it's not including them?
No, heavens, no, because we did about 99 of those.
Oh, right. So this is our 99th main episode of Help, I Sexed My Boss. Next week, next Tuesday, is our 100th episode. And can you tell all the wonderful Gene Divas about that, please, William?
Yes, this coming Sunday, we are streaming live to the nation, youtube.com/sextedmyboss, or search Sexted My Boss on the aforementioned website. You can subscribe now. You can set a reminder for our 100th live episode, 7 p.m. London time, British summer time, this Sunday, and you will see an episode. You will see that actually, when Ben isn't live editing an episode, actually, it's fairly average.
Fairs. I'm a bit nervous about this because I'm gonna have to self-edit, aren't I?
There's a lot of we record episode. Ben edits the episode, makes Jordan sound funny, dials me back a bit to be less funny, just to balance it out a bit, sends it to us to listen, and Jordan's normally like, cut that, I said that, I insulted that, can't say that. That can't happen when we're live streaming to the nation.
Yeah.
Indeed, not just the nation, the world.
Yeah, so...
So good luck, everyone. We'll have a team of lawyers watching it.
So this Sunday coming up, we are going to be on YouTube streaming our 100th episode. So, yeah. Okay, you ready for Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week?
Yes, let's have the jingle.
If you like a chap who's cheeky and northern, you're in for a treat with our Jordan. And if a giggle is what you seek, you're sure to love Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week.
I'm so glad the nail salons, hair salons, tanning salons and waxing salons have reopened. And I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Gene Divas, thanks for sticking with us. Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week. I'm so glad the nail salons, hair salons, tanning salons and waxing salons have opened. It was about to get ugly out there.
I mean, it's not the strongest of jokes. But look, you're very happy.
I think our Lee's fallen out with me. I've not heard of him for 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, bless our Lee.
Although I did find out that my new electric toothbrush isn't waterproof. That was a shock.
That's nice. That's clever.
What else?
You doing any more?
Let's do... Met a lovely drag queen from Greater Manchester last night. She had a wig and a dress.
Nice. Like it. That's a good joke.
Yeah.
All right, shall we go to the listeners' questions?
Yes. Yes.
Not a moment too soon. Hello, William, Jordan and PB. Please may I have some advice? My long-term boyfriend broke up with me out of the... I'm sorry. And in a fit of rage and sadness, I deleted all our WhatsApp chat and the photos we not only have together, but also photos we had taken of each other. Now I've come to actually type this out, it sounds quite shallow, so please forgive me, but I'm almost 3 months on, starting to heal from the breakup, excited to get dating again and enjoy hot girl summer. Nothing serious though, I've been put off relationships for life. However, I now have absolutely no pictures of me from the last 2 years, and if I use photos of me pre-relationship on dating apps, I think I would be a bit of a catfish. So, can I ask my ex, who hasn't spoken to me in months, to send over any fit pictures he has of me? Should I explain why? Is it really weird or inappropriate? Thanks in advance, I hope you respond, and thank you for making me genuinely laugh out loud every week. Caitlin.
Aw, Caitlin. Sorry to hear about that breakup.
What's your... Okay, I've got quite a strong opinion on this, but I'll let you go first.
I mean, you can't ask him to send you pictures. You can't. But maybe you could ask around your friends and family, or have a look in your WhatsApp, and I'm sure there's some pictures that you forwarded on to your mum, or ones that are on your Instagram and stuff that you can use. But no, you can't ask him. It's one of those things that's bugging you and niggling away that you've done it. And then say you got all those pictures back, you'd be like, Just take some and get, this is what you need, right? You need to get your, what do people call it? When they've got this, you need to get your support group round you, right? And you need to get your mates round you, and need to come round for a drink, and they need to do a proper photo shoot, like get some really good pictures of you, because your friends will tell you your best pictures. Get all the girls round when you can, when it's safe and legal to do so. Get your ring light on, and just take some proper 10 out of 10, 5-star, I am fit, knock 'em dead pictures. That's my advice.
Yeah, I mean, in so many words, on paper, the top line is, yes, I agree with Jordan. You cannot go and ask your ex for those photographs. You're starting to heal. You're 3 months in. There's clearly a little bit of a scar because you said you've been put off relationships for life. Hopefully that changes. But it's not going to help it if you start messaging your ex. So I wouldn't do that. And also, I would also say, you said if you used photos of you pre-relationship on dating apps, then it would be a bit of a catfish. Now, I don't know how long that you and your long-term boyfriend were together, but if they are photos of you, that's not being a catfish. They're just outdated. But as long as they look vaguely like you look now, I see no problem with one or two of them being there.
Question for you. What's the sell-by date on a picture that you can use for a photo?
You asking for any professional reasons?
Just, like, the picture I'm using at the moment was taken about 3 years ago, so...
Yeah, I when I went to listen to your show again the other day...
I hate that! Oh, don't get me started on that pissing picture! They do it to wind me up! Ugh! Don't! You know how to push my buttons. There's currently a picture on the BBC Sounds app that got taken about 4 years ago when I still lived in the box room with mum and dad. I was about 2 stone heavier.
You can't tell!
2 stone heavier, because my mum used to feed me every piss in 5 minutes. So, and they insist on using that picture, and we've sent them anyway. But what is it, what, 18 months? Two years, I think, is at max.
I always like to get new photos done every 2 years, or after a significant change. You know, if you have dropped loads of pounds, or you've changed your hair, or it's fallen out, or, you know, you've lost some weight because your mother's no longer feeding you, then that sort of thing, then I'd get some new photos done. Our next problem comes from Lauren in North Wales. Hi, William, Jordan and producer Ben, daddy to Diego. As a long-standing G&D diva...
Sure, I watched a video on that recently.
As a long-standing G&D diva, I cannot believe it has taken me so long to write in with a dilemma. During lockdown, like many of us, I stumbled across TikTok. I'm 29 years old and I'm ashamed to admit that I get so engrossed in silly videos that absolutely make no sense, and can sometimes scroll through for that long that I've wasted about 3 hours of my evening. I decided to get down with the kids, as they say, and start posting my own videos. Last week I visited the amazing supermarket that is Aldi, and I was astonished that I bought so much food, it only amounted to £54.24.
Love Aldi.
I have seen some videos on TikTok of people posting short videos of what they buy in their food shop, and if, like me, you're addicted to food and love talking about it, I thought this was the ideal video for me to post. So I posted a quick clip of me basically buzzing about my cheap food and how much I love Aldi. Little did I know, 1 hour after posting it, it went viral. I'm talking over 200,000 views of my Aldi shop. Now I'm just your plain Jane Lauren living in North Wales who enjoys binge-watching Come Dine With Me, not a social media star. What I really want to ask is, what is the etiquette for dealing with trolls? Since I posted the video, it's had hundreds of comments trolling me for shopping at Aldi. I've had people write, only people who live in council estates and claim benefits shop at Aldi, and even going as far as slagging me off for not supporting British supermarkets. Now, I don't like confrontation, so do I ignore them or address their not needed or wanted comments? I definitely feel like Jordan will back me up here and support my love for Aldi. Where else can you get bread, milk and a bike rack and a canoe all in one store?
It's true. You pop in for bread, you come out with camping chairs and a drill.
Stay safe, Lauren in North Wales.
Lauren, yeah, you're totally right. There's enough. I love Aldi. I've not been in ages because there's not one. There's one opening up near me, and all these fancy neighbours around here started a Facebook group to try and get it shut. Get a bloody grip, the lot of you. They won't be laughing when they're getting bread for 40p. Yeah, Aldi is great. Second thing, Lauren, just honestly, I know it's easier said than done. Just ignore the trolls. It is just a cesspit on certain elements of social media, certain comments on newspaper websites and stuff. Just do not read them. Take no notice. I know it's easier said than done. The way I put it is, it's like if you walked past a room and you heard a load of people talking about you, you'd kind of hang out outside the door to hear what they're saying, even though you know you shouldn't, you would, but just totally switch off from it. I promise you, for every time someone posts something, there'll be lovely comments and there'll be the odd troll one. My brother said to me when I got back from Wales, he was like, I couldn't sleep last night. I said, why? He went, I were reading all comments on, I won't tell you, newspaper website. I went, well, what do you expect? Mm. I was like, don't read them. I said, if I read them and read everything that was on Twitter, I wouldn't be able to get out of bed in the morning and go on air every weekend. You just, honestly, you've just got to ignore it.
Yeah, and it's, and I'll be, sadly, it's not, I'm not condoning it, but it is sadly par for the course. And if you're going to put anything in the public sphere today, whether that's on a TikTok, which you think only your 50 followers will see, if you've got a public account, if you're writing something for a newspaper, if you're putting a YouTube video up, sadly, you are going to get hateful comments. It's not right, it shouldn't happen, but it does, and it's unfortunate, but if you're not comfortable with that, have a private account, turn off comments, which a lot of these social media sites have that as well. Try and find the funny side. Some of them are funny, they're not meant to be funny, but you can find the funny side in it. That's how I cope with it. I mean, there are videos of me reading out my Daily Mail comments on YouTube, which you can have a look at if you want an example. Play them at their own game.
And don't ever, rule number one, don't ever, ever reply to them, because that's what they want. Don't give them the satisfaction. I never reply to any of them. I don't even try not to read them now. But yeah.
Lauren's also put a lovely PS here. But she has said that she really wants to thank all three of us and everyone behind the scenes. I mean, there's a huge team, for an epic podcast. And since she became a GN Diva, she has met some lovely friends online. Shout out to other Lauren, Lizzie and Jess. And they're all going to meet once the restrictions are lifted for GN Diva Day. Love it. Apparently your experiences, Jordan, and heroic bravery in the castle gave her the push to enrol in university at the age of 29, and she's just passed her first creative writing assignment with one of the highest marks in the group, and she's coming to our tour in Manchester.
Oh my God, you've made my day there. Thank you. And also, Lauren, as well, Kylie Minogue said recently, she said, thank God social media wasn't around when she was starting out, and I think that says it all. Oh, that's my day, that.
Oh, bless you.
Next question.
This is from Shazzy Ross. Hello, William, always so dashing, and all right, Jordan. I like Shazzy already. I might be a bit greedy as I have two questions. Oh, cheeky. Please don't feel too Please don't feel abridged to answer both. I think you mean obliged. Question one is a serious one. When someone is giving their apologies to me, bearing in acknowledgement that they are the one in the wrong, I always find myself saying, oh, please don't be sorry. Why do I do this? Well, I feel uncomfortable and I cringe in this situation. So my question is, what is William's way, and of course Jordan's, when expecting an apology?
Right, do you know what? I'm going to ask you to take lead on this, because I do this. I can't accept apologies or compliments. I can't. So I always say to people, oh, you don't have to say sorry to me. Don't be daft. We've all had a drink. Or don't be drafty. It was only the one black eye. It's fine. Like,
well, it depends if you really are. If actually, you know, if they have said something a bit silly that actually was quite offensive and they say sorry, all you need to say is thank you, I appreciate that. And then just move on. And don't leave a pregnant pause. You know, thank you, I appreciate that. and stare
Who's
at them.
Pregnant?
No, a pregnant pause. It's a term of... Look it up.
I'm joking. I'm just trying to add a bit of humour.
Go to Lawrence University and actually learn what a pregnant pause is. Or, if it's a trivial matter, you just say, oh, don't, there's no need to apologise, not a problem. And that's fine. So I actually don't really shazzy fine saying, oh, please don't be sorry. As long as it's not something, as I say, that is serious, I don't have any issue with that.
Why don't we roleplay here? Why don't you now start to pop up every now and then over the past few episodes? Why don't you apologise for that time we fell out in 2013? And I will respond... What's the response?
Well, you can either go with, oh, not a problem, or just, thank you, I appreciate that, and then change the subject.
Okay, go on, you apologise to me for that.
Can I just make this perfectly clear in this role play? It's exactly that.
What?
What? Or maybe we could do a role play off the back of it where it's reversed and you apologise for causing the reaction that I had.
What? All right, okay, this is happening again. All because I didn't come to see bloody Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, for the second time.
You're hammering in on the point that actually doesn't matter. It was how you handled it.
Oh, for God's sake. It might have had something to do with...
Because as ever, when there's an awkward conversation for Jordan North to have, he shuts down.
Oh, well, we're going there. Bitch, please. Gloves off. Right, we're going there. We're going there.
In another life, Jordan was an ostrich. Let's put it that way.
What do you mean, an ostrich?
You just stick your head in the sand. Oh, problem doesn't exist.
What do you mean, another life? I still do that now. This is festered, and it's. I think it's about time now we settled this argument. Shazzy, sorry that we've turned this back onto ourselves. I do apologise. Just humour us for a minute. William.
Jordan, I've got a few things to say to you. Do you have a moment?
Yeah.
You seem a bit tense.
I am. I actually am.
Can you, I know, cast your mind back, you've probably forgotten it, but a long time ago, maybe 2013, we were meant to, as a group of friends of us, were going to go to see a show. Can you remember this at all?
Yep, I can, yeah.
Well, Jordan, I may, in the moment, have acted stupidly.
Stupidly. Let's get there petulantly.
You can't change my apology.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. Carry on.
We're in a role play. Don't step out of the role play too many times. I might have put something on a social media site that probably was a little silly and misguided with the benefit of hindsight. And I know you've managed to get over it and you haven't held a grudge. And I'd just like to take this opportunity to say that I'm sorry.
William, thank you. I appreciate that. And I would also like to take this opportunity to say I'm sorry. I could have handled things better at the time, but I didn't. So I am sorry to you.
Thank you. I think we did that very well.
I do. Hopefully that won't fester and rear its head in the new series or any other arguments that we've had.
Now, I don't know if we've had many arguments, though.
We haven't. It was just
no,
that.
It was
and
just
even
that.
Then, how did we get back in touch? I think you just text me saying...
I think I just texted you. So much water had gone under the bridge. Mm. Right. Anyway, Shazzy has another part to her question. This one takes a turn. It's a story told to her about her father getting fed up with having to pick up mystery dog excrement on the front lawn every day and turn into a private detective. So, her father, the next day, waited patiently, and behold, he caught the dog in action with the owner, allowing the dog to relieve its bowels. Before the culprit and its thoughtless owner got away, Shaz's dad did his thing, which made the rest of the household hide away with embarrassment. He went out and he said, "Oi, is that your dog always shitting on my front garden?" "Went the thoughtless owner. Unfazed by this, my father continued, "Pick it up." I had nothing in hand to pick up the poo, so looking down at the warm poo, sat on his freshly cut grass and back up at the thoughtless owner's shell-shocked face, my father took a deep breath and said, "You've got your hands, so use that." Distraught that something had caught him out, the thoughtless owner slowly bent down, looking from the poo with the strong smell rising to his nostrils and back to my father, with the slight hope my father would change his mind. All I can say is that my father never changed his mind, and certainly not when it comes to dog poo sat on his lawn. They mean sitting. Soon enough, the thoughtless stranger rushes away with the poo balancing on his open hand, and he was never seen again. So, Shaz's second question is, would you do this if you caught someone letting their pet poo on your property?
I mean, I wouldn't do it. I hate confrontation, but that is great justice served there. Buy that man a pint. He made a bloke. And it is, imagine letting a dog poo on somebody else's lawn and not picking it up.
There's a lovely moment, I have to say this because so many of the G&D Divas will know what moment I'm about to say. There is a lovely moment in Keeping Appearances in a latter series where Hyacinth does exactly this and confronts a dog owner and says, "I think your pooch has pooped in my polyanthus." And this is, when I was reading that, I was going, this is basically like a less glamorous version of Keeping Up Appearances.
Would you advise that? What would you do if someone was pooing on your lawn?
Well, not someone. I mean, if someone was pooing on my lawn, that's a different kettle of fish altogether. If a dog was doing that, then yes, you absolutely go and confront the owner. But I would go out probably with a bag. I wouldn't make them pick it up with their hands.
That is funny because I woke up the other day and there was a German Shepherd shitting on my lawn.
And he lost his sheep.
This morning he brought his dog, the cheeky bastard. Alden's at best. 4 Jordan jokes at week, sir.
Oh, you're being spoiled. Okay, final letter. This is from Refined Ward and Giggling Trevor. Dear William and Jordan and the most delightful producer Ben, # let Ben speak. I would like to start by thanking you from the bottom of my heart for your wonderful podcast. You brought us so much joy.
Can I just say, that's so nice. We've had so many nice people and letters saying that. That really does mean a lot, so thank you.
But now I need some help of my own. You see, I'm currently lounging in my Vancouver penthouse condominium, gay homosexual lover by my side. We are both, of course, in our matching dressing gowns with silk belts. Oh, Jordan's keen, enjoying gin and debonair with luxury manchettes. But trouble is brewing. You see, it's my father's 90th birthday today, and he will be coming round to celebrate shortly. And while I love him dearly, I can't help but be reminded of a terrible incident from my childhood. I was just a young lad at the time, kindergarten age, if I remember correctly. My father had just come out the shower and was struck by a bout of playful inspiration. Free-spirited as my parents were, he grasped their decorative tribal spear and began to prance around with it, naked as a Canada goose. My siblings and I shrieked with innocent joy when he thrust it between his legs and jabbed it back and forth like a giant penis. As the youngest of the bunch, and perhaps with early inklings of my burgeoning puffery peeking through, I crept in for a closer look on the fount from whence it came.
Who wrote this? William Shakespeare? I can't keep up here. This is like doing bloody GCSE frigging Macbeth again. And then I got dropped down a set and did Of Mice and Men.
I must have gotten too close for his comfort, and he thought to scare me off with a loud but harmless trumpet from his back passage. Instead, surprising all those involved... Oh, my God. I got a face full of bad burrito emulsion.
What's he... I can't... What? He's talking in riddles, this lad. What's he on about?
I think the father went to fart, but... other stuff
no.
came out.
No. No. What is...
The memory becomes somewhat blurry at that point. It was quite the kerfuffle, and I'm sure you can understand that even now, as a mature 56-year-old gentleman of refined tastes, I am mildly re-traumatised whenever my father stands up quickly and shuffles towards the loo, fumbling madly at his trousers. So with all that in mind, I most humbly request your advice. What is the proper etiquette for telling my giggling, immature partner that this is not an appropriate story to tell our luxury dinner guests? Wow.
Right. What is up with this series? I thought we peaked at the melon. Can I just get my head around this? Am I right in saying his dad's shit in his face?
That's how I interpret this, yes. As a child.
Get me another gin and a bunny. Oh, my.
Some people pay for that.
I just, honestly, I thought the Melon Jagger last series, I thought the story in the bonus episode, what was that, the fan fiction, but I just don't know anymore, William. I just don't know.
I mean, idiot, look.
I just don't know.
It's not all. I would say if your partner's going to tell it at a luxury candlelight supper or something like that, do it after the food.
Yeah.
Do it when the food's well gone.
Do you know what I'd just do? I would put it away in a little box at the back of your mind, hide it away, never tell anybody about it, let it build up and let it build up, and it'll probably cause you no problems later on in life.
Yeah, my advice, slightly different to Precy, do it after food, when it's all cleared, and don't serve chocolate mousse. If you want our help with something, G&D Beavers, then you can tweet us, we're at sexedmyboss, or you can send your tales of trepidation to help@sexedmyboss.com.
Surely social services should have been called if your dad shit in his face. Surely.
I don't think it was on purpose, Your Honour.
Or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letter paper. The address is on the website, shitsexedmyboss.com. I've just flummoxed again. Absolutely.
Should we have a little planning meeting in our bonus this week ahead of our big 100, Jordan?
Yeah, our big... Okay, so make sure you listen to the bonus episode on Friday. We're going to talk for all things 100th episode. William Hanson, thank you very much. Producer Ben, thank you very much.
Jordan North, see you on Friday.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about...
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.